We'll go down to Parliament. Māori Party supporters and candidates are gathering this morning to pass the Māori of the Māori Party campaign to the newly elected MPs, Rawiri Waititi and Debbie Narewapaka. They've been travelling in a self-proclaimed kākoi from Te Tai Tokoro to Pōniki, with the final stage of a hikoi from the railway station to the Beehive. Michael Cropp has been walking up to Parliament with them and joins us now. Hi, Michael.
Kia ora, Corin.
Who are you with and what's the gathering?
So I'm here with Māori Party supporters and candidates and now MPs who are about to be freshly minted later today. There were dozens of people who made this hikoi, and this morning they put up with some, you know, pretty typical Wellington weather, a bit drizzly, a little bit windy, a bit chilly, and they're really excited to be back in the House of Parliament after 3 years out. And they've been handing over the Māori. And to explain this a little bit further, I'm joined by co-leader Debbie Narewapaka. So what is the Māori and why has it gone on this journey from Cape Reinga to Parliament?
The Māori is representative of our aspirations, of our togetherness, our unity of strengths, and I guess pulled together in a way, in a spiritual sense that can bring us that strength, that kaha, that aroha, to do the mahi and connect to those we represent.
And it's embodied in physical taonga here today.
Absolutely. So everyone's breathed their best wishes, their aspirations, their love, their absolute commitment to the kaupapa we're here for. And it arrives here feeling that. And if you look at this one here, the big one.
So this is the Ponamu with, and this is a carving on 60,000-year-old Kauri.
It's right. And it's also got photos of our previous members. So we are always embracing who we are, where we've come from and where we're going.
So you get sworn in as an MP later today. You're facing 3 years here in Parliament. You're not in the government. You want to be a voice for Māori. How do you do that when you're effectively in opposition?
Well, I guess like we did today. First of all, we've got to work really hard. We've got to be innovative in how we get our points and our messages across. Today, there's a script that we must follow to be sworn in. We understand that. But actually, there's also kaupapa, there's Māori, there's wairua that we can do before. We can dress to show our way that who we are and what we represent. And so those are examples
and
of what we have
to do. You've dressed like that today. Just quickly describe that for us.
I have a vintage white top, which is very typical of what we would wear our wahine at Pariaka. I have a top hat, which our kuia used to absolutely adorn and love, and the higher the hat, the better, and a black vintage skirt that I've had for way too long. I'm a little bit worried what the hem's looking like. But I guess that's an example of what we have to do. We have to work hard. We have to be able to be present. We need to be able to ask great questions, put up great members' bills, be able to debate strongly, and most importantly, stay connected to the ground, stay very connected.
Kia ora, Debbie Narewapaka, co-leader of the Māori Party there. This morning as well, they've been blessing the offices, the caucus room that they're going to be working in. There's been karakia, and now they're, I think, going for a cup of tea ahead of the swearing-in later today.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, reporter Michael Cropp there. Big week at Parliament, of course. Opening of Parliament, official opening, state opening tomorrow.